In just a few short years, Northwest Arkansas has become home to a number of local brewing companies. There's Ozark Beer Company in Rogers, Saddleback Brewery and Core Brewing in Springdale, and Fossil Cove Brewing Company in Fayetteville, among others. The craft beer scene has continued to grow thanks to companies from outside of the region beginning to distribute their products in our area. Last August, for example, Springfield-based Mother's Brewing Company introduced its beers to the region. Beginning in February, another brewer called Summit Brewing Company will expand into the Arkansas beer market. Bruce Studley is the Western Region Manager for the brewing company, which operates out of St. Paul, Minnesota.
We are truly looking forward to being part of the Arkansas beer culture that seems to be really evolving right now with recent changes in the law and various counties, changing their perception of bringing alcohol into the county in a friendly way. We're really looking forward to just being part of that culture.
Summit Brewing Company was founded in 1986 and is named for a historic road in St. Paul. With the introduction of its beer into Arkansas, Summit Beer will now be available in 18 states. When deciding where to expand, Studley says they look at markets who approach them and invite them to come take a look. For the past few years, he says consumers have written to the company about coming to Arkansas, and more recently, Summit was approached by distributors at some trade shows.
That's kind of the first step is where would somebody be interested in Summit Brewing Company? And then looking at the beer culture itself and seeing if we could find a place that Summit Brewing Company could fit into that beer culture and become part of the craft beer scene that's going across America right now.
Summit Brewing was founded by a man named Mark Stutrud, who decided to forego getting his master's in social work to start a brewery. Studley explains while Stutrud was working as a social worker at a local hospital, he was dabbling with home brewing. He says a lot of folks had started doing this since home brewing had become legal during former President Jimmy Carter's administration. It was during this time that Stutrud learned of people on the West Coast creating beers that were around before Prohibition. Summit's Western Region Manager Bruce Studley says many people who moved to America in the 1700s and 1800s had brought the skill with them to create various types of beers that disappeared during Prohibition and really didn't emerge again until the 1980s. Stutrud became interested in this and had a vision to bring these styles of beer to Minnesotans.
And so he visited with some of these guys on the West Coast who were brewing in the early 80s and got some ideas from them. He went to school to learn how to brew at Siebel in Chicago, got a degree from there, and then just traveled about looking at different breweries and how to put that together. And so he renovated an old truck parts warehouse in St. Paul in 1986, and the first keg of Summit Extra Pale Ale rolled off the line in September of that year. And since then, we really attribute our success to people who find our beer and taste it and really enjoy that and tell their friends, and they tell their friends, and we have other brewers who stop by who are starting businesses and talk to Mark how he got going, just in the same manner as he did back in 1984 and 1985 on the West Coast.
Today, Summit produces 13 varieties of premium craft beer, including 7 year-round and 5 seasonal beers. Beginning in February, the brewery's flagship beer, Extra Pale Ale, along with Saga IPA, Oatmeal Stout, and Horizon Red IPA, will be available on draft in Arkansas. Studley says Arkansans will have 45 to 60 days to find their favorite style of Summit beer on tap before bottles will be introduced into the market. He expects this to happen closer to spring, and the launch will also include their summer ale. As early as May, Arkansas will also be involved in the launch of a select number of Summit brands that will be distributed in cans. Studley says, pardon the pun, but cans have long been an untapped resource for the 28-year-old brewing company.
If we would go back 2 decades, cans were still kind of considered an inferior part of the specialty beer business. People who were producing anything other than American lagers, people considered that cans gave their beer maybe an occasional off-profile taste. But the aluminum industry and the packaging of that aluminum, which putting the beer into it and sealing it quick enough, has really come a long way in the past couple decades. And now it's actually turned into one of the better ways to enjoy your beer, you know, under many circumstances, because of the technology that's gone into aluminum and putting beer into cans.
Summit will enter the Arkansas market with the Arkansas Craft Alliance, which is made up of four core distributors: Arkansas Craft Distributors, White River Beverage Company, Three Rivers Distributing, and Three Lakes Distributing. Studley says in addition to Northwest Arkansas, there are craft beer scenes emerging in other parts of the state, including Little Rock, Hot Springs, and Pine Bluff. He says when new breweries start popping up in an area, it creates a real curiosity about craft beer.
So when a few people start doing that, I think that beer drinkers kind of unite together and want to talk more about beer and compare beers from around the countryside and city to city, state to state, and even United States to Europe. They just would get a real enjoyment out of comparing different beers from different producers.
Studley says February 3rd is the date distributors will start shipping Summit Brewing Company's beers to businesses around the state. Tanglewood Branch Beer Company in South Fayetteville plans to have Summit beer on tap that same day. For more information on the Minnesota-based brewer, you can visit summitbrewing.com. For more on craft beer in the state, you can visit facebook.com/ArkansasCraftBeer.